Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course, Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. This week's a swinging affair with a song from Sinatra's record of the same name. A swinging affair, that is. The song, At Long Last Love. This is a bit of a dedication to one of my favorite comedians, you know, in French, of course, the comedienne in Bonnie Hunt. This song is featured in her feature film, Return to Me. If you've not seen it, do. It is one of my favorite films of all time. At Long Last Love, Frank Sinatra, on New York Standard.
Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time, or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long last love? Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or is it merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? For all time, or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long, long?
$0.10 a dance, that's what they pay me, gosh, how they weigh me down. $0.10 a dance, fancies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gun. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a day. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for their tickets and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors, our sweetheart, my good luck has sent me. 7 to midnight. midnight, I hear drums. Loud little saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a weird romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a day.
Anita O'Day, 10 Cents a Dance. That's a great up-tempo tune there. And we started off the show with that Long Last Love. That is from Sinatra's A Swingin' Affair. Love that song. Actually, I've always loved that record. It was really his return to being a pop star to a great extent. And it stands up, that album. A lot of his stuff does. I'm not the uber fan of Sinatra the way some are, but you have to tip your cap to the impact that he had. Probably the most influential male vocalist after Lewis and after Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby. Once you get beyond those two, you've got Sinatra. And then you start to get into your personal favorites, like for me, Johnny Hartman or Nat Cole, who we will have here shortly. Well, we're going to depart a little bit. And again, that opening song was dedicated to Bonnie Hunt. She's just a real favorite of mine. And I try to watch it once or twice a year, either when it happens to come on cable. I've got the DVD as well. Return to Me. That it's just such a wonderful picture, and I love to watch it when I can. So if you have not seen it, make sure you do see it. It's worth it. Download it, stream it, go to the store, buy it. However it is that you consume media, consume it. Anyway, moving on. Mr. Mingus up next. Wednesday night prayer meeting on New York Standard. Thank you.
A change in the weather, change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. Walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long tone for a little short pant. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made. There'll be some changes made. From now on there'll be a change in me. What will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long talk for a little short fat. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today, yeah.
Little Jimmy Rushing and Dave Brubeck. That is from the Brubeck and Rushing record. There'll be some changes made. And before that, we heard Blue Rondo a la Turk from the Dave Brubeck Quartet from the Time Out record. That is one of those albums. And, you know, it's funny. I don't play it often enough. And frankly, I don't own enough Dave Brubeck. I own a couple of records. And you sort of always go back to the classics. And, yeah, I don't play enough from Time Out. I don't play... I just don't. It's, you know, and it's a shame, and it's something I vow to change, I swear. Well, we are moving on to the next segment of music here, and we're going to bring it down a minute. Don't worry, we're coming right back. It's going to be bad. I just want to build a little bit. This is George Shearing from the Grand Piano record. I love this album, and I haven't played it in a while. And this next set is going to build a little bit. It's going to be George Shearing and then Grant Green and then John Patton. And then from a Latin jazz record, Grupo Folklorico. Folklorico. There we go. And we're going to close with a little special shot of Tito Puente. Anyway, enjoy this from George Shearing. This is When a Man Loves a Woman on New York Standard. Thank you.
Thank you. Bing Bong. Brent will always carry with him. So I settle my score on the salsa floor with this vengeful Latin rhythm. Burn! Con el corazón de perro, señor Burn! El diablo con dinero. It may not surprise you, but all of us despise you. Please die.
Tito Puente with Señor Burns. That is from Songs in the Key of Springfield. That is a very special sort of just, I was just watching, I spent the better part of the last week catching up on a variety of old Simpsons episodes, and when I came across the Grupo Folklorico on Nabaco, which was the previous song, from a Latin Jazz Essential CD that I bought 15 years ago, probably. And I had just watched a Simpsons episode. I said, let me see if I can find that. And I found it, and I decided to include it. It's a lot of fun. That is a rip. They are riffing on the fact that Mr. Burns, I think it has to do with when he tries to take over the City Film Festival, but the... Anyway, I'd have to look it up. And the fact that this is why I love The Simpsons, is that, you know, 20 some odd years later, they still manage to entertain on that basis. Yes, the first 10 seasons are nearly incomparable, but the last season, I have to say, I laughed. I found myself laughing a lot, and there were a lot of tips of the cap to the old seasons and old sort of scenarios that were funny. It wasn't just forced, it was funny. So before that, before Grupo Folklorico, we heard John Patton, Big John Patton, from the album Let It Roll, the song Let It Roll, Let Him Roll. And before that, we heard Grant Green. It was a little cool jazz segment right there, The Things We Did Last Summer. Since we are in summertime, that is from the Sonny Clark quartet records that they did. All of that was just reissued yet again, so worth checking that out. Before that, we heard George Shearing and the album Grand Piano, When a Man Loves a Woman. Like I said, we built a little bit. That was the goal: is start off quiet and build nicely. Anyway. Well, you know, when I put this this segment together, this next segment together, I wanted to. I've noticed that with the beautiful weather here in the Northeast that we've had, as I sit sweating in my studio because I don't have soundproofing and I can't have the windows open or a fan going, otherwise you would hear it and it would sound like I lived in an airplane hangar. Mostly because the air compressor outside our window here in Manhattan is, they're actually doing a petition here in the building to try to get that thing either out of here or sheltered or something so that it shuts the hell up. But if I were to lift the window, you would hear it. If I ran the fan, you would hear it as a low hum in the background. So it would sound like I was living in an airplane hangar. But no, it's just an office on the Upper East Side of Manhattan in my apartment. So anyway, it's been so beautiful of late, and we took particular notice of the moon this evening, and it's just been so beautiful. And so I wanted to do a moon series of songs. And so we heard from Dave Brubeck and Jimmy Rushing. Well, we're going to hear from them again. Damn it. Shine On, Harvest Moon. On New York Standard.
sunshine on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no love since April, January, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time for you to sit and spoon. Shine on harvest moon up in the sky. Oh, shine on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no love since April, January, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time for you to sit and spoon. So shine on harvest moon for me and my gal. January, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time for you to sit and spoon. Shine on harvest moon up in the sky. Oh, baby, shine on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no love since April, January, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time for you to sit and spoon. Shine on harvest moon. For me and my gal.
Keeping out of mischief now. Really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see you're the only one for me. I have told them in advance they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now. How high the ocean, how high the I hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy it. Ella Fitzgerald sings this song. Real, real, real crazy. Shabba-doo-bid-doo-boo-bid-doo-yoo. That's the way she sings it. So I'm gonna try to sing it that way for you.
Night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper in hush. And all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I now know the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. And I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Thank you. on a magic night.
Why can't I just have one more dance with you, my love?
That is Michael Feinstein closing out our moon segment, for lack of a better expression. I suppose that is Moon Dance, Michael Feinstein, from his Forever record. I actually really like that album. There are a couple of covers on that. I haven't looked at that in a while. I picked the particular song, Moon Dance, right off of it and ran with it. But let's see. He always does a tremendous job of putting Time Enough for Love. I believe that's an original compilation. My Romance, of course. You Were There, Wish You Were Here, Sophisticated Swing. I believe that was a newbie as well. Too Marvelous for Words, Whatever Happened to Melody, Half of April, Most of May, and I'll Be There for You, for Me, Forevermore. It's a really great album. Little known, sort of, that record's probably 22, 21 years old, but worth a look. Michael Feinstein is he's this stalwart in the space now. He's been around for almost 30 years. Certainly, most of the late 80s and through the 90s, he was very much around and very popular. And I mean, so much so that he owns his own cabaret and performs there and other places. So he's very much a part of the scene and should be given much respect for that. I can't remember the last time he put a record out, but I want to say it was about 2 years ago and it was well reviewed, but I can't say that I heard maybe more than one or two songs off of it. So I will do a better job on that as well. We also heard in that segment, How High the Moon from Sarah Vaughan. That was a live recording, and you might've heard, I hate to say that she actually did the song, because she really didn't. How High the Moon is a standard, and for whatever reason, she either went into the live performance without having rehearsed it, or she completely spaced on the lyric and just sort of vamped. And what's funny is that this was a recording live at Mr. Kelly's in London. I believe this was in the early 60s, and right around that same time, I want to say it was 63 that Ella was in Berlin and did How High the Moon and also forgot the lyrics. So I wonder who forgot the lyrics first. I'll have to do a little research on that one. And before that, we had Lee Wiley from the album West of the Moon. That's why that ended up in the Moon segment. Keeping Out of Mischief Now. She's an interesting person and someone that I own one record of hers West of the Moon. It was a gift when I graduated from college, and 20 years ago, almost literally, it was about 20 years to the a month ago or so. Anyway, it's Lee Wiley is an interesting character. She never quite made the mark that she might have for a myriad of reasons, but she sang with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in the 30s and. Theoretically, the path laid out before her, but it just never materialized the way it might have for others. C'est la vie. These things happen, unfortunately. And we started off that set with Shine On, Harvest Moon, Brubeck and Rushing from the album Brubeck and Rushing. I have a tough time saying Brubeck for some strange reason, not only this evening, but in general. Brubeck and Rushing. Moving on to the, I guess you could call it the big band segment. We're going to start with the Dorsey Brothers, Trombonology, on New York Standard. Thank you.
No, that's not the switch.
Well, then how about a little swing?
Swing's not the thing.
Well, then, Daddy-O, how about laying down a little of that boogie-woogie?
Now, man, that'll live.
Well, Gene, give.
Again. tree with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't give up with those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You get nothing degree when you come marching home. You're on your own where there is no phone, and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, I'll guarantee this is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching.
With anyone else but me. I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me. And I'll be true till you come marching
That is one of my favorite songs ever. That is a song called Tippin' off of the John Coltrane, quote-unquote. You couldn't see me doing my air quotes there, but that is John Coltrane, quote-unquote, from the Bethlehem years. It's really a big band ensemble of people from Bethlehem Records, and there were some big names on that session, but Coltrane was the biggest. And so they Bethlehem, when it was reconvened in probably 95 or 96 or so, they realized they had some really valuable archives and decided, hey, let's repackage all of this stuff and send it out the door back before the CD flopped. And not that you still can't buy CDs and that there's value, but I'm so much more prone to buying something on vinyl and then downloading it and having the electronic files for portable reasons and then having the vinyl for home use, so to speak, although I still have to get my turntable handled. Anyway, that is John Coltrane Tippin'. Before that, we heard Glenn Miller and his orchestra from the essential Glenn Miller, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. Why would you, you know? And then Gene's Boogie, Gene Krupa, from the Drum and Man compilation. It's a really fun compilation. And prior to that, we started off the big band set, if you will, Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey, with the song Trombonology. We are moving on to a special segment of vocalists. Up next, we have Helen Merrill from the Dream of You record. This is People Will Say We're in Love on New York Standard.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't stop collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love, so in love. People will say we're in love.
Nothing but blue, blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds
of a sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
It's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? For it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. For it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. Man, you got the right of way. Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills. Cause it's a good day from morning till night. Good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. Man, you got the right way. Yes, it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills. Cause it's a good day from morning till night. It's a good day from morning till night.
I got love written all over my face. I got L-O-V-E written all over the place. I walk around
on a cloud. The folks in town all laugh out loud, 'cause here comes the guy who's the most in love in the whole human race. I got love written all over my face. I got L-O-V-E, what a remarkable case. I truly like the way you spell, and dear, your penmanship is swell. You wrote L-O-V-E all over my face.
He's got love.
I got love. I walk around up on a cloud. The folks in town all laugh out loud, 'cause here comes the guy who's the most in love in the whole human race. I got love,
he's got love,
written all over my face. I got a L-O-V-E, what a remarkable case. I truly like the way you spell, and dear, your penmanship is swell. You wrote L-O-V-E all over my face.
Nat Cole. Nat Cole. I got love from the Nightlights record. I love that album. It's a lot of fun. It's nice and light. Everything moves. Just, it's a beautiful record. It's a beautiful record. I did, in the interim, during that set, I turned on the fan so you could hear the difference between when the fan is on, and I'll actually get off and turn it off. What a difference, right? What a difference. See what I mean? It's like an airplane hangar, I told you. Anyway, before Nat, we heard Jumpin' with Jonah. It's a Good Day, and that's Jonah Jones. I love Jonah Jones. I've got one or two records of his. And before that, the master, in my opinion, Johnny Hartman with Blue Skies. I love that album. It's one of the few records that was intended to be cut as an up-tempo number. It was a Bethlehem Records album, and was one of those albums that they reissued during that spate of records in the 90s, and mostly because Johnny Hartman had become pretty popular, not over the top, but for pop music standards, mostly thanks to Clint Eastwood and the Bridges of Madison County soundtrack. And we started off that set with a woman near and dear to my heart, Helen Merrill, from the album Dream of You, People Will Say We're in Love. Well, I can't think of a better direction to head than Mr. Lester Young, Love Me or Leave Me, on New York Standard. Thank you. Lester Young from the, that is a compilation, one of the Verve Jazz Masters compilations of Lester Young, Love Me or Leave Me. I love that that recording. It's strong, very strong. Well, we are going to, we're sort of rounding into the end, but not we're not quite there yet. Not quite there yet. We have a three shot. I'm famous for my two shots, and occasionally I'll do an entire run, seven or eight songs, either by the same artist or the same song or some combination, some thread that you can sort of push through each of the songs there. But this is the same song as done by two people, three versions of the same song. Ain't Misbehavin'. This is obviously the great Fats Waller song. The first two are Louis Armstrong, and the last is Sidney Bechet. And Mr. Bechet is probably the greatest influence on Mr. Armstrong. Probably. There were a few others. King Oliver, obviously, got his hooks into him. But in New Orleans, Sidney, Mr. Bechet was probably his greatest influence. And so let's tee it up. Louis Armstrong, this is from the first version, is Satch Plays Fats from Ain't Misbehavin'. The song is Ain't Misbehavin'. And we're going to play the second version, is from the Hot Fives and Sevens, Volume 4. And the third is Mr. Bechet from the Victor Sessions. Ain't misbehaving. Or are you? On New York Standard.
Talk with by myself, no one to walk with. I'm happy on the shelf. Miss Haven, save my love. Oh, the side here, no Satan, the one I love. Food flirting, you then I'm thinking of. Miss Haven, save love. But nothing, yet. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care. All your kisses, I waited, waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late. Don't get a go. I'm about 8 and be in the radio. I take it from me, young.
I'm misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, baby, love you, really, baby, love you. I know it's saying, one I love, through it flooding. You that I'm thinking of, ain't misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, baby, my love for you. Jackie Horner, you're in the corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care. All your kisses weren't waiting for me. Daddle, daddle, daddy, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about eight, me and my radio, babe. Hey, Miss Mahaney, saving all my love for you.
Sidney Bechet, with the Fats Waller tune, Ain't Misbehavin'. Before that, we heard Ain't Misbehavin', Louis Armstrong from the Hot Fives and Sevens. Before that, we heard Ain't Misbehavin' from Satch Plays Fats. It's a really fun record. And it, funny enough, in listening to that just now, it sounded like, and it may have been an affectation, in the 50s, that record, the Satch Plays Fats record, was recorded in the late 50s, if I recall correctly. And there was a clear desire to try to make the Dixieland thing sort of reinvigorate that, because swing had sort of started to lose its thunder. Bop really didn't catch on across the country. Never really did, in fact, to a great extent. My father-in-law, in fact, told me recently about a story where he was in, he went to see Miles Davis in Carnegie Hall, and the place was half filled, if that, in fact. And it sounded like they may have been trying to pander a little bit by having the old Dixieland-style sound on that Satchmo record, that first tune that we heard there from Satch Plays Fats. Whereas if you listen to something that was recorded at the time that the quote-unquote Dixieland thing was kind of happening, Louis Armstrong did not sound, the Hot Fives and Sevens records do not sound like a Dixieland group. They sound like a modern jazz ensemble, whether, you know, whether it's, he had a variety of arrangements and arrangements of the band. That's why they're called the Hot Fives and Sevens. Some of them are quintet. Some of them are, what would that be, a septet, I guess. They're, you know, that to me, if you own no other recordings of pop music, you could own those four CDs and be happy as a clam until the day you die. I mean that. I certainly could be. I certainly could be, no doubt. Well, we're moving on. We are moving on. I have to say, for you know, rounding out into the end of the show, we've got a fun couple of tunes here. We start off with Mr. Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea, on New York Standard.
See somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, straight to her arms that go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. Shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go say. Just as before, happy we'll be.
So long sailing.
In the heart of me,
so deep in my heart, you're really a part of me,
baby. Under my skin,
I tried so not to give in.
I said to myself, this affair never could go so well.
But why should I try to resist when Luigi I know so well?
Little Mugetti under my skin.
I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near.
In spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats in my ear.
Don't you know, little fool, you never can win.
Use your mentality.
Wake up to reality.
For each time you do,
just the thought of you makes me
stop before you begin.
Cause I've got you, ooh, under my skin.
I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come with my,
for the sake of having you near.
Spite of the warning voice that comes in the night
and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win.
Ease your mentality.
Wake up to reality.
For each time you do,
just the thought of you makes me
stop before you begin. Cause I got you under my skin.
I got you under my skin.
Yeah, I got you, baby, under my skin.
Oh, holy mackerel, under my skin.
I've got you under my
skin.
the Paul Chambers Quintet there with Beauteous. It was beauteous. It was perfect. It was beautifully mellow, just, well, beauteous. That's Paul Chambers. Before that, Quincy Jones, the soul bossa nova from the Big Band Bossa Nova record. That is, that song was used, I'm pretty sure, there was a period in the 90s when the, wouldn't quite call it swing, but sort of. Actually, I guess it was this retro thing that kicked up, and someone found that song and included it in a bunch of commercials. I think it was also included in one of the Austin Powers movies. Just, you know. Anyway, you wouldn't think of Quincy Jones and that kind of ripping. Really, really great arrangement. Before that, we heard Louis Prima. I've Got You Under My Skin. And before that, we heard Bobby Darin and Beyond the Sea. It's one of my favorites. How can it not be one of yours as well? Under the Sea, Bobby Darin. I don't play enough Bobby Darin. In fact, I'm about to change that. I'm going to close this week's show with a ballad, probably one of my favorite ballads that I don't listen to often enough. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. I remember when I was a young kid, I fell in love with the sound of story songs because they made sense. They progressed from one piece to another, from a beginning, a middle, and an end. The earliest versions of that, at least in the singer-songwriter vein, were guys like Jim Croce and Don McLean and all, you know, sort of all of those guys from the 70s that were ubiquitous at that point. And then in the 80s, I got a little disconnected from that just because it changed and I got older in teenage years and I discovered bands like U2 and R.E.M. and Husker Du and got much more into to that. And then I discovered, I rediscovered a lot of this other music. And there are a few guys. There's a guy named John Gorka, who's a tremendous singer-songwriter. Ellis Paul, another tremendous singer-songwriter. And a guy like Bobby Darin sort of gets lost in the mix. Certainly a super talented guy, seemingly super individual, really transcended a lot of his life. And Kevin Spacey was in a picture about him. It was one of his passion plays was to play Bobby Darin. And at the age of 37, he died on the operating table. And as someone who's a few weeks shy of 42, you know, you don't necessarily feel like it's borrowed time, but kind of by comparison, because, man, that guy had talent and was sort of at the peak of it in a lot of ways, and to lose it. And so this is a little bit of a bittersweet way to end a show that is dedicated to swinging the way it has. And it's been a great show, swinging from whether it's Big John Patton or Grant Green or Charles Mingus or Sinatra or Johnny Hartman or whomever you zeroed in on as some of your favorites today. But this really is one of my favorite songs of all time. Tim Hardin wrote the song. It is Bobby Darin's turn of If I Were a Carpenter. It's a beautiful story song, beautifully played, beautifully orchestrated. It's a perfect song. That's it. Enjoy. This is the sign-off here. My name is Andre. This has been New York Standard. Hope you've enjoyed this show as much as I have. Here's Bobby Darin and If I Were a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness,
save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness. Come and give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would. I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box, your soft shoes shining? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?